ICI have dropped a point.
Yeah? Chelsea dropped 3 on Saturday.
They should never have sold Greavesy, should they? Come on in, you fit.
Yeah, right.
Right.
What did you have, Del Boy?
Just a packet of biscuits and a cup of tea, sir.
What did you really have?
Sausage, bacon, double egg, beans and tomatoes. Mushrooms, black pudding, and chips. 3 teas, 2 bread. Bread was toasted.
No fried slice.
No, not this morning, Sid. Her belly's a bit dicky.
What did you have, Rodney?
Just my usual bacteria on toast, you know.
One day I'll smack him in the mouth.
Yeah, if you can find it. Here, coming down the Nag's Head tonight. Mm. We've got a couple of strippers on.
I'm going out tonight.
Oh, here. Take that back. I want one of them down there. One of them biscuits, all right. Oh, yeah, where are you going?
I didn't tell you, did I? Yeah. I've got a bird. Sandra.
Sandra? Where did you meet her then?
She's down the club last night.
I didn't see you talking to anyone last night. Not even the bird that you were supposed to be with. Who was Sandra then? That part-time barmaid, was she?
No, she's not a part-time waller. She's got a career.
Oh, career. What is she, a lollipop woman?
No. Police woman.
Rodney going out with a policewoman. What are the neighbours gonna say? Why is he doing it to us, Del Boy?
Because he's kinky, isn't he? He's got what leading psychiatrists call a thing about police women's uniforms.
Well, if that's all he wants, can't we club together and buy him?
He don't want to wear it. He wants the police woman to wear it. Gordon Bennett, he may be perverted, but he ain't dangerous.
Del, could I please have the keys to the van, Del?
Wait, have you stopped to consider how your actions are going to affect our business? Don't you realise that them streets out there are our boardroom, our factory floor? And the people that live in them are our customers, our business acquaintances. How do you think they're going to feel about doing business with a grass?
Bloody hell, Dale. I'm just taking a bird to the pictures and suddenly I'm Bertie Smalls.
You're not taking a bird, you're taking a policewoman.
But under the uniform, she's just the same as any other girl.
Our kind and their kind don't mix, Rodney. We're like cats and dogs. I mean, you'll have to watch every word in case you say something incriminating. Them people's never off duty.
Oh, don't talk rubbish, Grandad. She's hardly going to nick the bloke that's taking her out, is she?
What do you know about it, you Wally Brain? Don't you know that police officers have to take a vow that if necessary, they will nick their own mum and dad? She's hardly going to think twice about a ragbag like you, is she?
Now, you're trying to run my life again, ain't you, Del? Well, if I let you get away with it this time, I won't be able to go for a Nelson Riddle without you giving me a blueprint.
Leave it out. Hear that. After all I've done for him, your granddad.
Oh, cheers, dear. Oh,
what have you ever done for me?
What have I done for you? I brought you up. I fed you, I've clothed you. I picked you up when you fell down. I wiped your tears away. But most important of all, Rodney, I've always been there. I have always been there.
Besides that.